Never heard that.
Well, it was, and sometimes they'd add spices to it, allspice, nutmeg, and cinnamon, what have you, anyway, anything they wanted to put in it, you know. The fancy of the cook dictated.
Right.
And
that would be kind of a dessert then.
It was, and it was good.
Uh-huh.
And especially if you were hungry.
Sounds very good. in the old days around here, did they ever use the word Johnny Cake?
Johnny Cake.
Oh, yes.
That's very common in New England, but I wasn't sure whether it was used.
Johnny Cake
is hoe, same as hoe cake.
That's right.
And of course, corn pone is
corn
pone. Still used, isn't it?
It's made in pone.
The same as hoe cake, except made in pone.
That's right.
It's baked.
Baked in the oven.
Corn pone is what we call corn pone.
And well, hoe cake is baked in the oven too.
Skillet.
Oh, on top of the
stove. On top of the stove.
Oh, I see.
And then you turn the hoe cake. When one side cooks, you turn it.
Mm-hmm.
Turn
it over. Around a flat pastry with a hole in the center, you ever call that anything but a...
Donut? Sinker?
Sinker. Uh-huh. Fried cake?
Fried cake.
The fried cake is the more recent.
I haven't ever heard that.
And these batter cakes you were talking about, you ever call those flitters?
Flitters,
yes.
Flitters?
Yes.
My mother used to call them flitters all the time.
And meat from the side of a hog that's salted, but it's not smoked.
That's side meat.
Side meat?
So, that's
the
white meat.
Oh,
yes.
White meat?
Yeah.
Oh, white meat. Pork.
Ever hear about salt pork now?
Yeah, but we called it white meat
on that. Midland?
White meat.
Midland?
Mm-hmm.
Midland. White salt
and, Midland. If you pressed meat from a hog jowl or the head, what would that be?
That was souse.
Souse. And the hard thing in the center of a cherry you have to spit out.
Well, we always call them the pit.
Pit.
And also in peaches.
Peach pit.
Peach pits.
And if the meat came away from the pit easily, it's...
That was freestone.
But if it's stuck...
Press peach.
Press peach. Is press peach a trade name, or is that a... generic name?
No, it's a generic name, I would think. Now, the trade name, there's several varieties of pressed peaches, you see, that have been developed. Just like a lot of the freestone, the clear seed, we used to call them, too. Different peach growers, you see, have adopted trade names like Alberta and things like that.
Georgia Bell.
Mm-hmm. Beans that don't have to be shelled, you just break them up. You have beans that you don't have to shell.
Snap beans.
And beans that you do have to shell.
Well, we got some butter beans.
Butter beans. Butter bean is the same as a lima, right? And what are these peas that you call beans or beans that you call peas? I'm not sure which.
Butter peas? Is that what you're trying to get at?
Butter peas.
English peas?
They're kind of a... They're not green. They're kind of a brown. A little pretty red to them. The reason I ask is this, when I ask this question, I say, what are some beans that you have to shell? And people will say peas.
Well,